This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This election season, Wisconsin Public Radio is going beyond the ballot, asking people what issues are important to them, and we're meeting them where they are in their communities. As Bridget Bowden reports, some Wisconsin voters are concerned about how agriculture affects the safety of the drinking water that comes out of their wells.
There are about 900,000 private wells in Wisconsin. People rely on the water for drinking, cooking, and bathing, and some of them are worried. Like Chris Bersian, who lives in Broadhead. He says he worries about his well getting contaminated with bacteria from manure from nearby farms.
The thought of that leaching into the groundwater and, poisoning our well is kind of scary.
There are a few ways that this could happen. Manure is often stored in large lagoons or spread over farm fields as fertilizer. Depending on the depth of the soil and the time of year, it can potentially leach down into the groundwater.
Yeah, it has the potential to really hurt. If our well gets contaminated, then what are we going to do?
He's worried that he may one day have to buy water for his family to use.
But not only that, but it will ruin the property value. It's just kind of a bad situation all the way around.
Some people, like Bersian, are worried about very large farms. Farms with more than 1,000 animal units have to have permits to operate in the state. They're known as concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. Becky Larson is a professor of biological systems engineering at UW-Madison and UW Extension. She says the biggest misconception is that only large farms are dangerous for drinking water.
Personally, I think I disagree with that message and that it is not a size that is to blame, it's a management practice.
She says one of the best things people can do is pay attention to what their local governments are doing.
If a farm is large for a permitting process, there are public hearings that go on that you can attend to voice your concerns. Past that, it is difficult to influence whether or not a farm can locate in a certain area.
Larson says some parts of the state are especially vulnerable to well contamination, like some parts of eastern Wisconsin in areas where the soil is very shallow. In January, the State Department of Natural Resources approved restrictions on manure spreading in 15 counties in eastern Wisconsin. The plan needs to be approved by Governor Walker and then will head to lawmakers. Larson says people who are worried about their own water should go to public meetings and voice their concerns.
So people's concerns are very valid, and anything concerning your own resources and your land and where you live and your health is absolutely of a concern.
Janet McConaughey is worried about the 6 dairy and beef CAFOs in Jefferson County, where she lives. So she started volunteering, testing water in the area. And then she went one step further. She decided to run for office for a spot on the town board in Ixonia.
My representative on the county board said, well, why don't you just run? So only takes 20 signatures to get on the ballot. And here I am.
She says she ran with her 5-year-old grandson in mind.
What I'm concerned about is Jordan's world. So I want to know that when he's grown up, he'll have a decent place to live. He'll have clean air, clean water.
In the end, McConaughey lost her race for town board. Both seats were won by incumbents. But she says she'll continue to do everything she can to protect the groundwater in her town. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.